Wisconsin is only a few weeks away from the state's 2016 presidential primary, and it's shaping up to be a battleground state for the candidates. Bernie Sanders needs to catch up to Democratic contender Hillary Clinton if he wants to secure the party's nomination. And Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is polling low in some key conservative parts of Wisconsin. Joining us now to talk Wisconsin politics is Craig Gilbert. He is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he writes the Wisconsin Voter blog. Craig, welcome back.
Nice to be with you.
Well, let's start out here with Donald Trump. And you recently wrote that he is out of favor among some Wisconsin Republicans in specific regions of the state. Why is that?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, the places where he's weakest are really the most important Republican counties in the state, the counties in southeastern Wisconsin, these key Republican counties like Waukesha, Washington, and Ozaukee, which typically, along with their neighboring counties, kind of dictate the outcomes of Republican primaries because of the size of their population. Their turnout rates are off the charts. If you look at the history of Republican primaries, the winner often loses large other parts of the state but wins big, like Scott Walker did in his 2010 Republican primary for governor. That vote tends to carry the day, but it looks, I think for a variety of reasons, Donald Trump has high negatives there. I think if you look demographically at that part of the state, the higher income and education levels, that's tended to be the pattern where Donald Trump has done better with non-college Republicans and Republicans who don't make as much money. He tends to do better in areas that have been harder hit economically, and all those things sort of describe parts of northern Wisconsin much better than they describe these areas in southeastern Wisconsin. And also, he's, there are political factors. I mean, talk radio is a big influence in Republican politics in southeastern Wisconsin, and talk radio has largely been aligned against Donald Trump in this race, partly because he's not he is a candidate who's broken with conservatism on some big issues.
So who would come out on top in the conservative radio scene in Milwaukee?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Ted Cruz sort of appears to be the candidate of choice that's for some conservatives in that part of the state. He's not necessarily the perfect fit. I mean, Ted Cruz has tended to be the candidate who's done his best with evangelical conservatives, and that's not necessarily the driving force in southeastern Wisconsin. But we're down to three Republicans. It's Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and John Kasich, and I think for some of these conservative Republicans, John Kasich may be perceived as being a little bit too moderate, and people are also facing just the kind of strategic calculus of, if they want to be Donald Trump, what's the best way to do it? And their nightmare is kind of seeing Ted Cruz and John Kasich split up the vote in a way that allows Donald Trump to squeak through and win the Wisconsin primary, and which gives him not only a big psychological boost, but a better shot to be on track toward winning a majority of delegates before the convention.
Okay, well, looking again specifically at this conservative region in southeastern Wisconsin, these conservative suburbs, counties around Milwaukee, how important have they been in the past to conservative candidates?
Well, just to give you some examples, I mentioned Scott Walker's victory in the 2010 primary for governor against Mark Newman, which led to his election as governor in 2010. He lost most of the state, but he won southeastern Wisconsin by huge margins, and because of the number of voters, the size of the vote that was coming out of there and how lopsided it was, he kind of breezed to victory. If you look at the last two Republican presidential primaries in Wisconsin, John McCain was the winner in southeastern Wisconsin and the winner statewide over Mike Huckabee, and Mitt Romney, the same thing, the winner over Rick Santorum, and in both cases, the loser, Santorum and Huckabee, did really well in the northern and western parts of the state and won a lot of counties up there, but they lost decisively in southeastern Wisconsin, and they couldn't overcome that.
So you're saying this could be kind of a format breaker if Trump comes in and wins despite that kind of setup,
yeah,
being weak in that area.
A big if. I mean, some people don't think you can win a primary that way in Wisconsin. I mean, it would take, I think, a big turnout for Donald Trump in other parts of the state and big margins in other parts of the state, and it would probably also take these other two candidates, Kasich and Cruz, to kind of neutralize each other in the southern part of the state. So, you know, there's some really intriguing scenarios here. The turnout is a wild card. The open primary is kind of a wild card. We're going to have 2 weeks leading up to this Republican primary where Wisconsin is really the only action nationwide. And so you could have an actual mini campaign here, which can sometimes produce unpredictable effects.
We're talking with Craig Gilbert right now from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking Wisconsin politics. And Craig, moving on to the Democratic candidates, how is Bernie Sanders looking in Wisconsin?
Well, Wisconsin's a fairly friendly state for Bernie Sanders in comparison to a lot of these states that voted in March. A lot of those states were southern states with large African-American populations, and that really played to Hillary Clinton's strength. She's been dominant with black voters and to a lesser extent with Latino voters. And so Wisconsin's a very white state, which is generically good for Bernie Sanders. It's also a state that has an open primary, and Bernie Sanders has done significantly better with independent voters than with self-described Democrats, so that's also good for Bernie Sanders. And if you just sort of look at the history and the kind of personality of the Democratic electorate in Wisconsin, you know, it sort of feels like it ought to be receptive to Bernie Sanders just because of his politics. So he is the more liberal candidate. He's kind of a more aspirational candidate. Hillary Clinton lost Wisconsin in 2008 by 17 points to Barack Obama. So there's a lot of reasons to think Bernie Sanders has an excellent chance of winning Wisconsin. It doesn't mean he will win Wisconsin. It doesn't mean that Hillary Clinton doesn't have a shot. I mean, the last two polls that we had in January and February by Marquette Law School, it was basically a toss-up. But I think the Hillary Clinton campaign is trying to kind of lower expectations about her performance. The Sanders campaign is pretty bullish about Wisconsin, and they're in kind of a desperate struggle because she has a very imposing delegate lead, and the math is bad for him. He's really fighting not just to win primaries, but he's fighting to kind of stay relevant and convince people that this is – he's got the money to go on, but he has to, I think, also convince voters that – the race is still open-ended and that he can, you know, he can not only win states, but that those victories will be meaningful.
Well, line it up for us, Craig. What needs to happen for Wisconsin, not just to matter, but to really matter come April 5th?
Well, I would say, and I think most people would say, that the drama is greater on the Republican side because you not only, like Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump has a big delegate lead, but there is a sizable anti-Trump vote, and Donald Trump is kind of in a race also against himself to get to a delegate majority and avoid a contested convention in Cleveland in July at the Republican convention. So because that means that every delegate counts, and in a state like Wisconsin, it not only matters who wins statewide because some of the delegates go to the statewide winner, but it matters who wins in every congressional district. Each congressional district will determine the allocation of 3 delegates, 24 in all, because there are 8 House seats. So everything matters on the margins, and also I think psychologically we're reaching a moment where it's kind of do or die for the Stop Trump movement in the party, and I think Wisconsin they see as a big opportunity because Donald Trump's polling numbers have been soft here. If they fall short in Wisconsin, I think, you know, it would be a critical moment in the campaign where Republicans, I think, would begin to kind of some Republicans will want to close down the race and rally behind Donald Trump.
And Craig, just a couple of seconds left. Do you think Scott Walker is going to endorse before then?
He's been very coy, and he's talked about that a lot today, that he's not going to endorse until next week, that he's trying to figure out if his endorsement can have an impact, and if so, you know, whether it would be endorsing Cruz or Kasich. I think the betting is that if he does make an endorsement, it's more likely to be on behalf of Ted Cruz than John Kasich, but he said that he feels more aligned with both of those candidates than he does with Donald Trump.
Craig, thanks a lot.
Nice to be with you.
Craig Gilbert is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and writes the Wisconsin Voter blog. He joined us to talk about presidential politics in Wisconsin.